Welcome to our sixth SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here. I hope you're keeping well. As I speak, there is exposition of the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel, and we're praying for you and all our SPG family. And if we look at pupil success this week, last weekend, Elise in 9A competed in the Chess Giga Finals, which is a qualifier for the Terra Finals at Blenheim Palace in October. We are absolutely delighted that Elise came first and will be competing in the Delancey UK Schools Chess Challenge in October. This is a wonderful achievement, and of course we will keep you updated. Congratulations to Isabella in 9S. On achieving her grade 6 in piano. We're delighted to share her performance of Light Blue by Andrei Previn. Wasn't that just great? Well done to Isabella, and we wish her well as she prepares her grade 7 pieces. And now on to school events. Our altar servers and members of the Chaplaincy Champions team had such an inspirational visit to Harvington Hall last Friday. They thoroughly engaged in all the activities, and especially going into the priest hiding holes. They have all returned. They were very inspired by the guides and learning more about the history of persecution and continued persecution of Christians today. They were superbly mature throughout the day and have made commitments to be better faith witnesses. The proms. You've heard so much about them, but the Year 11 and 13 proms at St. Andrew's on Friday were absolutely superb. I say this as an ardent Aston Villa fan, as you know, that St. Andrew's was absolutely great as a venue. We had two beautiful rooms, excellent food, and the staff were superb. However, best of all were our wonderful girls, who looked so amazingly elegant, superbly refined, and utterly, utterly beautiful. I said to them, that beauty comes from the inside out, and that is why they literally shone. They were such good company and were never off the dance floor, and we had the most fantastic time. Thanks to all of their staff for their hard work and organisation and support, and a special thanks to Cherise in Year 11, who will be soon in Year 12, for all of her hard work fundraising. We were delighted to participate in the Oratory Corpus Christi procession on Sunday. The rain stayed off just, and it was a wonderful opportunity to celebrate the Lord and to give faith witness. A very special thanks to Holly in 8A, who carried our St. Paul's banner on the procession route. On Monday, we had the SPG Olympics in cricket, which was brilliant. The standard was so high, and it's wonderful to see the girls enjoying this sport. Edgbaston Cricket Grounds, here we come. On Monday, we also had the Proximus Gradus Day, or the Next Steps Day. It was great to welcome so many of the old Year 11 back for their transition day to the sixth form. They were so enthusiastic and positive, and we know that they're going to be a huge success in their A-level and BTEC studies. Well done, girls. On Tuesday, the performing arts students went to Everybody's Talking About Jamie by the Youth Theatre Company. It was a great experience and gave the girls a superb appreciation of casting and stage management. On Tuesday, we had a brilliant performance and workshop on the Windrush generation with Year 7. The production, My Songs of Windrush, gave a superb historical insight, and the girls also loved the songs and engagement. The performance was followed by an excellent workshop of questions and answers, and we were extremely proud to hear Year 7 asking such mature and thoughtful questions. Well done, Year 7. Careers Day on Wednesday was an amazingly inspirational experience for the girls. Year 7 had a Wilmot Dixon-inspired day where they learned about architecture, eco-friendly construction and town planning. They then worked together in groups and designed their own town models, which were superb. I can tell you, the future of construction is in very safe hands. Year 8 had a series of talks from leading businesswomen, including some of our old girls. They did a careers speed dating and had the opportunity to visit the careers fair, which had 20 exhibitors from the Navy to the NHS. They loved getting the freebies, but they were also really engaged and interested and a pleasure to be with. Year 9 will have their Careers Day at Newman University on the 14th of July. And the staff from Newman are really looking forward to welcoming them and have already visited school to meet with them. Year 10 were absolutely brilliant in their practice interviews and also looked the part in their business wear. They also greatly enjoyed attending the careers fair, as well as presentations on T-levels, apprenticeships and careers in the civil service, and concluded the day with preparing their journals for work experience in July. Year 12 had a most informative day at the UCAS conference at the NEC. It was hugely informative to meet representatives from the top universities and learn about the application process for degrees and degree apprenticeships. This was followed up with a day writing the first draft of their personal statement and with a parental information evening last night. Thank you so much to the Year 12 parents who came last night. Thank you to all of the staff involved in all of the activities and the events this week. All their efforts are very much appreciated by the girls who have given wonderful feedback. Forthcoming events. Wednesday, the 2nd of July, is Year 6 Transition Day, which means Year 7, unless their helpers, will not be in school. A reminder that uniform suppliers and pre-loved uniform will be in the gym from 2 p.m. for all parents. I would just urge you, have a look at your daughter's skirt, and if it's too tight now, it most certainly will be in September. On Thursday, the 3rd of July, we will be having our annual Culture Day. Thanks so much to Year 10 and Year 12 for all their hard work organising the fashion and dance shows and Culture Day workshops. We will all be coming to school dressed in our cultural attire and we'll have a day to celebrate and learn from the cultural heritage of each other. I look forward to wearing my blue and gold Roscommon shirt and sharing the joys of GAA football and sheep farming. Friday the 4th of July is an inset day, independence for all. Monday the 7th of July at 9 a.m, parents of Year 7 are invited to join us for the Year 7 Mass of Celebration in the New Hall. I just can't believe how quickly the time has gone from the Year 7 Mass in October. There are some remaining tickets for Matilda. We're nearly sold out on Friday the 11th of July, but there are tickets for Thursday the 10th. These two are selling quickly, so don't miss out and order them on Arbor as soon as possible. And this is advance notice of the Panthers Netball Summer Camp, which will be held at our school on Monday the 4th of August, 12 to 3 p.m. They're holding three sessions for 8 to 12s, 12s to 18s and 18 plus. St. Paul's have priority booking and a reduced cost of £15 as an associate school of Birmingham Panthers. If you would like to know more about this fantastic opportunity for your daughter, or indeed for you as someone over 18, before tickets go on general sale, please ask your daughter to contact Miss Hickey. And now on to the Just One Thing section. Thank you to parents for all your feedback saying how much you like the podcast and especially the Just One Thing section. Today, Miss Tulin Bell, our fantastic head of PE, is going to share just one thing for helping our girls to be active.
Thank you, Dr. Cassley. Just one thing. How much daily physical activity should teenagers be taking part in? Research has shown that teenagers should complete at least 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity every day. But what actually counts as physical activity? You have structured sports such as football, basketball, netball, going for a swim, cycling, dance classes, martial arts, going for a run, a brisk walk, your PE lessons in school, after-school sports clubs. It does not always have to be a structured activity. It can be day-to-day activities, walking or cycling to school, taking the stairs instead of lifts or escalators, doing chores around the house and helping out like vacuuming, mopping, gardening, playing active games outside, taking the dog for a walk at a brisk pace. The aim of activity is to increase the heart rate. And to increase the heart rate, you should be breathing faster, feel warmer, but still be able to talk. So I often talk about the golden number. And the golden number is approximately 125 beats per minute. If you get your heart rate above that, then you are doing your body some good. You are improving the health of your heart and prolonging your life. So my challenge to you, just one thing. Can you complete 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous activity every day? Handing back to you, Dr. Cassley.
Thank you very much, Miss Tulin Bell. I'm sure we can all act on your advice, although not necessarily in a Liverpool FC football shirt. And now to our prayer section. As I speak, we continue our 117-year tradition of having exposition of the Blessed Sacrament on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Throughout the day, each class will have individual time in the chapel to be silent before our Lord. As Blessed and soon to be St. Carlos Acutis tells us, when we face the sun, we get a tan, but when we stand before Jesus in the Eucharist, we become saints. We are praying throughout the day for all our SPG family, and we'll conclude with benediction at 2:30. As you know, the word benediction comes from the Latin meaning blessing. So let's take a moment to thank God for all the blessings in our lives. Let's consider the people who are blessings to us and pray for and thank God for them. Let's pray for our girls, who are such a great and abundant blessing to us all. And let's, in gratitude, think of all the other blessings we have in our life that we may take for granted, but so many people do not have. Peace, a home, health, food, water. And let's think how we can be a blessing to someone else on this day and have the courage to be that blessing. I conclude with the blessing from the Old Testament book of Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and give you peace. Amen. And on this, the feast day of the Sacred Heart, we entrust ourselves, our girls, and our world to the Sacred Heart as we say, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Have a great weekend with the sunshine and the heat back. We just want to say we're so grateful to you for all your support. On our Careers Day, we spoke about careers and teaching, and your encouragement and the joy of teaching our girls makes our vocation so beautifully worthwhile as we see them live out that I'm a St. Paul's girl and there's nothing I cannot achieve.